Welcome, everybody. This is Isabel, and we are here for Chart Your True Path and 4 wonderful hours to be together, for you to do some deep diving, for you to think about some good, big, deep questions that I hope put together are going to give you some clues about how you want to move forward, how you want to move forward in this new year, and how you want to move forward with your work. So welcome Alan, welcome Maria, welcome Melanie. Looking forward to spending this time with you. I did send out a link to the workbook. I'm hoping some of you got it. You guys, okay, good. Sometimes there's email issues. Sometimes my email gets filtered. What I'll do a little bit later too. It's also on the resource page if you bookmarked the resource page. So I have just the top of the hour now. I know some more folks are going to be coming and joining. So let me just say, while folks are joining, I'm excited to do this day. As some of you know, this is the first time I've actually done it this way. A lot of you participated in my annual planning days. And what I sort of felt happened with the annual planning day over time was it sort of grew and grew and grew, and there were more and more things I wanted to take you through and have you think about and have you work on. And the last few years, it really became a juggling act to try to figure out, you know, what to have you do before the annual planning day and what to include and what not to include. And so this year I really had this idea of what if actually there were 2 separate events, and one's focused on year-end reflection, and then one today that's really focused on looking forward. Welcome, Lori. Welcome, Carol. Good to have everybody here. I'm just going to paste some resources. Hold on. I did send out a link to the workbook. I'm hoping most of you were able to get it. I'm just going to paste in the chat just in case. This is the resource page. The workbook is available through the resource page. You should also be able to get the workbook directly from this link, though I know some folks have had issues with it. I do this. And what I want to ask as a favor is if anybody has an issue with the workbook, yes, for some reason this file thing won't show up as a link, but when I cut and paste it, it seems to do the trick. But if not, you can go to the resource page and you should be able to download from there. Welcome, Nancy, and welcome whoever's joining from area code 832. I'm glad you're here. Welcome, Carol. All right, well, I think we're going to get going because, as you know, the point of today is not for you to be looking at my smiling face and listening to me talk. The goal of today is for you to really spend time with yourself, listening to yourself, listening to kind of those whispers of your soul, and collecting clues that are going to help you move forward. So I do want to be super efficient with our time here. If you have a comment or question, chat is a good place to put it. Let me say some kind of overview stuff, and then I'll invite you to post just sort of what your personal intention is for today, then I'll talk more specifically about what I want you to do in this coming hour. So, welcome. I want to give you an overview of the day. If nothing else, I want you to celebrate yourself for giving yourself 4 hours plus a half hour to debrief to really luxuriate in time with yourself. It's certainly my experience that living a busy life, work, family, health, you know, all of it, it takes quite a lot to carve time out for this kind of thought process. And I know frequently my clients tell me that without the sort of containers that I create for them, they might not make the time or they might not stick with it, right? somebody calls or this happens and you get distracted and you wander away. So one of the beautiful gifts of today is just that you have this 4-hour container to be with yourself. My goal with today is to invite you to look at roughly 4 key areas that as you think about the answers to those questions, I hope are going to just start to pop out thoughts and ideas for you about the direction that you go. What you're going to notice today is I am not having you come up with projects. I'm not having you calendar things. I'm not really doing that more traditional left brain planning where you kind of conjure up, you know, this is exactly how things are going to happen and when they're going to happen, and you slot it in and then kind of hope you stick with that. In my experience in our lives today, we have to be more flexible. We have to be more nimble. And I always love this idea that if we know and hold on to the things that matter most, then we can be really flexible about how we work with them and how we help those things to show up in our lives. So I don't know exactly where you'll be at the end of the 4 hours today. But what I do know is that you're going to be in a different place for having thought about and answered these questions. And I just really look forward throughout the day to hearing your insights as we look at each piece. A couple of a logistical thing, I've given you the schedule. Essentially, we are scheduled to be here on Zoom together for the first 20 minutes of each hour for 4 hours, and then the at the beginning of the fifth hour, just to debrief our day here together. And the goal is that the rest of the hour, so roughly 40 minutes each hour, you'll have time to work on your own. So we'll be here on and off Zoom all day. And the schedule's printed on the resource page and should have been in some of the emails that you received. Couple of global comments I want to make. Don't be afraid if you ask yourself a question and you don't have an answer right away. My specialty is asking really good questions. And sometimes those questions don't have immediate little popcorn answers. So I just really invite you in those moments where you ask yourself a question and nothing comes up to just stay present with yourself. Breathe, you know, trust yourself. You're not doing it wrong if you don't have an immediate answer. I've actually found for myself that sometimes when I ask myself good questions, I get a couple surfacey answers right away. And then it's just like it sort of sinks and settles, and then suddenly answers start coming up. So just know that moments of not having the answers is just as fine for doing this process as immediately having answers. You know, my invitation to you is to just notice, notice clues, and they might not even be logical clues. You might get an image. You know, as you know, the part of what we have done in the past for the annual planning day and what we did as part of the year-end reflection was that qualities exercise, right? So you might ask yourself a question and you get an image, you get a feeling, you get a memory, right? So just notice how your soul speaks to you. You know, one of the principles of my work is what I call soul discovery, right? The more we discover about who we are as souls, the more uprising energy we experience that can help us, you know, move out into the world when moving out into the world can sometimes be a scary thing. So just notice how your being speaks to you. If you ask a question and there's not an immediate answer, some of you may know there's sort of an annoying coaching thing where if your coach asks you a question and you say, I don't know, your coach says, well, what if you did know? And that could be obnoxious, but it's actually not terrible. So if you ask a question and you don't have an answer, you might just play with what might the answer be? What's one possible answer, right? What could it be? So just with that sort of lightness of inviting yourself to come up with possibilities. Let me see. Oh, right. Okay. I'm like, what was that comment? Anyway, so just, and then the other thing I'm going to say to you is, while I'm big on writing, and while many of you may have a notebook and be using a notebook to answer the questions I'm asking you today, I also want to invite you to open it up. Maybe you want to draw or paint, right? If some of you are kinesthetic, I'm pretty kinesthetic, you might want to get up and move your body. You know, some of you know I've done events where we do that, right? Like, and particularly if an answer's not coming, get up and, you know, move, shake, you know, let your body start to kind of call you in. So you can really be playful and creative with how you work with this. And again, it's also possible that through asking these questions, in addition to answers, you come up with more questions, which is great. Write them down. And then the other thing I'll say, just kind of as an overview, is as some of you know, I've been starting to do more thought work. I found sort of a what feels to me like a integrous way to do thought work. Sometimes, and this kind of goes into our first hour, sometimes it thinking about what we really want is scary, or sometimes if we have an idea or a vision of where we want to go, it can be scary. And sometimes that fear can freeze us a little bit, right, and keep us disconnected from the answers. So a super simple thing I would suggest is, as you're going through the questions, if you're noticing thoughts and stories and beliefs coming up, particularly ones about why you maybe can't do something you're thinking about, make a list of them. There's really simple ways you can work with them, but the first thing is to just be aware. Oh, right, I have a story that if I'm going to be a financial success, I have to work really hard and sacrifice my health and my well-being. Right. Oh, right. So just, you might want to just keep track of what those thoughts and stories are that kind of float through you. So those are sort of some global comments for all of our work today. So what I'd like to invite all of you to do in the chat is go ahead and post what your personal intention is for today. What is your personal intention for today? Where, what are you hoping to feel or experience? What are you hoping to get from the time that we spend together today? And I'd love for you to go ahead and write that in the chat, and I might read some of those. But right now, I want to go ahead and talk about this hour. So this first hour, I'm inviting you to look at three things. Number one, desire. And in a way, this is sort of obvious but powerful. And the way I think about the three things we're going to look at today is I would say they're sources of power. And again, I think we always need power and energy to step out into the world, because sometimes it's scary to step out into the world, right? So the three things I want you to look at today, the first is desire, right? What are your deepest desires for yourself this year? And what I try to do when I do this is, you know, I just write, you know, my desire is, right, to feel at peace more of the time, right? So it can be broad and abstract. It could be, right, I want to feel at peace. I want to know that I'm in the right place. It could be concrete, right? It could be those concrete, tangible goals, right? I want to hit this income. I want to have this many clients. I want to launch this new program. I want to fill my coaching practice, right? So desire. And what I try to do when I write about these is I just, again, try to stay connected to my body and really make sure that I'm feeling the desire in my body. And it's not just a brain thing. You know, one of the things in my many, many years working as a coach is that I find we often get confused between what we really desire and what we think is the way to get what we desire. You know, I had a client years ago whose deeper desire was to really radically change the way adults see children and respect children. And she kind of got in her head that the best way for her to do that was to build a really successful parenting coaching practice. But the longer we worked together, the more it became clear she didn't really want a coaching practice. She just wanted to change how the world sees children. And so we started to look at other ways that she could have the impact she wanted without doing this whole other thing that actually wasn't her desire. So try to really stay in your body with, ooh, yeah, I want that. That's what I feel. I've sometimes called this sacred yearning for those of you who've worked with me, but I just think it's powerful to make a list of what you most desire and make the list as long as there's something you're feeling that feels true. So I don't care if you come up with two things or 20 things or three pages or half a page, but just let yourself be in that relationship with what you desire. Number two, I'm really interested in this idea of shadow material and the power of bringing what's in shadow forward. When I work with clients on message and potent expression, a lot of what I am doing is helping bring more of themselves to the table, you know, more dimensions of who they are to the table, bringing more parts of who they are into the expression in their business. And in a way, we could say that shadow work, right? It's taking a part of yourself that you have held separate from your work in the world and asking if there's actually a place for that in your work world. So this might be one of those ones that you don't get immediate answers to. But what I want you to think about is, are there parts of me, the way I think of shadow work is, are there parts of me I've decided are unacceptable and need to be fixed or improved or eliminated, right? And again, often it can be, oh, the part of me that's needy, the part of me that feels desperate, the part of me that feels anxious, right? The part of me that gets depressed, right? So there can be these parts that we reject. So that's one form of shadow work. And Maria, I'm just going to mute you just because I'm getting a little bit of background noise. Yeah, that's really it. You know, parts that you've left out or left behind. I'm also really interested in this idea too. A lot of us have spent time in what we could call the underworld, dark places, right? You know, trauma, loss, illness, just difficult life circumstances. And there's an aspect of business culture that says, you know, people don't want to hear about that, or you only reference that in terms of rags to riches. You know, I had this dark experience and now look how I've overcome it. My life is perfect now, right? Another element that comes up somewhat in my work with clients is there a way that your time in the underworld informs what you bring to the table today, right? And is there actually a place that, yeah, that just could be included in what you do? As opposed to, again, I think in our culture, we kind of want people who've gone through difficult things to, you know, either not talk about it or only talk about it in terms of, you know, some huge victory. So that's the second invitation for this next hour, is to look at those parts of you that you've maybe unconsciously left out of your business or your expression in the world that maybe actually need to be a part of your expression in the world. And then the third invitation is to look at fear. And there's a couple reasons you can look at fear. The first question actually slightly loops back to desire. And it's the idea of what would you love to be true in your business, but you're afraid it's not possible. right? So again, sometimes we don't let ourselves want what we want or move towards what we want because we're just afraid it's not possible. But I also think it's really good to look at fear, because one of the biggest one of the biggest things that knocks us off our path of purposeful service in the world is fear, right? And whether it's fear of failing, fear of setting a goal and not reaching it, fear of looking foolish, fear of being criticized. And I will say, I don't give you, you know, little answers here, but again, I think if we name the fears, then we can work with them much, much more explicitly. So I want to wrap up because I want to give you time to work on this. If you have any questions, post. I did invite everybody. Oh, and welcome, Joy. Good to have you here. Welcome, Ajit. Lovely to see you. I did invite people to share their personal intention for the hour. Alan said, my personal intention is to go deeper about self and vocation and spirit. And Carol said, my personal intention is to be present and experience this process in a gentle, compassionate way. No push. Just allowing the answers to come as they do, which is beautiful. Thank you. All right, my loves, if there are any questions, you can post them quick. You are also welcome to email me. You know, all the emails come from isabel@isabelparlett.com. You can email me. You can, if we're friends on Facebook, you can messenger me. I will be periodically looping through. So, you know, I'm fine to answer questions between sessions. Ajit says, personal intentions to touch into my truest vision as it relates to the life I'm leading and sharing in the world. All right, my loves, I'm going to stop talking. Go have a rich time. We'll be back here at the top of the hour. Just know, as soon as you join at the top of the hour, you are welcome to begin to share your insights and your ahas. I'll see you in about 40 minutes. Bye. I keep having things bump up and I can't end our call. There we go.